laughter and love. Oh yeah.
CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. What up, y'all?
FM.
What up, FM? This is the Inkstud Show, the show where we talk about comics and comics and comics. This week I'm joined, thankfully, by the very talented, very lovely Brian the Funkman Fukushima.
How you doing? Hello.
I'm doing I.
Hey, everybody.
What's I got that? A new book in the mail. Nice.
Sweet. Let's just read that. Want to read it out loud?
Sure. Today on the Ink Studs, we'll be reading Bosnian Flat Dog by Max Anderson and Lars Sjöninjason. Can you pronounce that last name?
That was pretty good.
Sjöninjason?
Sjöninjason. There's no umlaut.
Sunni. Sunni.
What?
It's Saturday Night Live sketch.
Oh, I see.
Where everyone has the same name. Sunni.
What?
No, Sunni. What? No. No, Sunni.
That's hilarious, dude.
No, it's not. I'm just wow. Suddenly, the listenership has dropped.
Yeah, we're just gonna read out. We're gonna read books, and we're gonna do.
Occasionally, we'll say something on the air.
Do really good SNL skits.
So that song we were listening to, "Show Me That Smile Again," that was sung by Mr. Brian Fukushima.
Yeah.
And tell us about that song, Brian.
Well, that's the theme song to Growing Pains, the television sitcom, family sitcom from the 80s. And I've been every Friday I've been sitting down over coffee and banging out a little TV theme song, and so that was the one from a couple weeks ago.
What is it about Growing Pains that you love so much? Was it Leonardo?
Well,
was it Kurt Cameron that was on?
Oh yeah, Kurt Cameron.
He's hot.
Tracy Gold.
He's oh yeah.
Tracy Gold.
Gold.
Yeah, no, Alan Thicke. I love everything and all things Canadian, including Alan Thicke.
Wow.
So
that's ballsy. I mean, it's okay to love everything Canadian, but Alan Thicke?
Yeah, he's right up there with Dan Aykroyd. I don't know.
Oh, didn't Dan Aykroyd ever do anything funny?
Blues Brothers 2000?
Oh, snap. Snap, crackle, echo. So Brian is a member of the current commission who is the...
Founding member?
A founding member who is... they are a all-male fellowship of comic creators. Not a sausage party, in case you're wondering, or a sword fight or something like that. Mm. But just a bunch of male comic creators that have banded together in their own kind of sense of self-worth and madness and have a website, comiccommission.com, that hosts... the Ink Studs podcast, among other things,
that's
a well-attended message board of madness and creativity.
It is a good message board.
I'm on there sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun times. A lot of cartoonists from all over the world, all the cool people, all the cool kids on the internet.
And around the world.
Worldwide. And by cool kids on the internet, I mean...
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Brisson, maybe.
I thought we were going to diss Ed today.
Oh, yeah, should we? I don't know.
Oh, we have a call.
What?
We have a call.
Already?
All right. Hold on a sec. Let's just bring it right on.
Do you know how to... What the...
You're on air with CITR?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was just going to say that Dan Aykroyd was in one funny movie.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, I don't know what it was called, but he played a judge. It was with Chevy Chase, which is a big shocker. But anyhow, he played a judge and his nose looked like a penis.
What?
It was really bizarre. It was
when was
quite
this?
Funny.
When did this come out?
Oh man, that was mid 90s ish.
Wow. And it really looked like, was it supposed to be a penis or was it just kind of weird?
Oh yeah, that it was definitely they were definitely going for that.
It was Raccoons the movie and he was playing Cyril Sneer.
Dude, I would pay for that movie.
Raccoons the movie?
I love that
TV
show.
Who would you cast? Who would you cast to Cyril Sneer?
Well, the guy that plays El Sorengen on Deadwood.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for the info about Dan Aykroyd. We'll scour IMDb.
He was on Saturday Night Live, and after that, he was kind of...
See, we were discussing earlier, was Saturday Night Live ever really that good?
No.
You know, is it one of those things where you look back and you're like, you know, Saturday Night Live was funny?
No.
It just wasn't.
I'd say as a whole, no.
Yeah, but you know what?
There was definitely really, really good moments.
I think, yeah, that's definitely true. But I think people always have in their minds, like, oh, the glory days of... of whatever, like whether it was like, oh, when Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo, or whether it was Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, people always have, you know, in their mind an idea of when the glory days were, and that's when it was good. But if you go back and look at it, it was never good. There was, yeah. You know.
They have Rob Schneider.
And as far as skit comedy went, I mean, In Living Color and Mad TV were way better.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you know, I couldn't get into Living Color because every second sketch was like the handy guy, and it wasn't even funny stuff. It was like they could have done that and been really funny, but it wasn't.
I'm a big Mr. Show guy.
Mr. Show,
Kids in the Hall, I think, very good.
Oh, Kids in the Hall, Four on the Floor was awesome.
MTV's The State, that's pretty good.
I've never seen that.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay, thanks for coming on there.
No worries, man.
Okay, have a good day.
Take care.
Okay.
Wow. Call-in show.
Yeah, we're just gonna be bringing people on air.
This is the Colin Upton show.
The Colin. Yeah, Colin is not joining us this week because I don't know.
He hates me.
Yeah, he hates. Yeah, we're gonna start the rumors now.
Yeah,
In fact, we should totally start up these kind of like. We do this thing every month, organized by the Crown Commission.
Wow.
It's you and Ed throwing it. Well, we have it at Jolly Alderman because you and Ed like the Jolly Alderman. No one else in the city likes the Jolly Alderman.
It's an alright place.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, you know what? Ed and I both used to live on Oak Street, right around there, and it's on Canby, obviously. But so that was like our neighborhood pub we would go to, and then he ended up moving. But it's still a good little quiet place. Kind of, it's all right. Decent priced beer. Lots of
decent priced. Beer.
It's
where have you been drinking?
$11 pitchers are not bad.
Yeah, but half of it's pee.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why we go there. But yeah, lots of table space for the comic jams.
Comic jams. Third Saturday of every month.
Yeah, there's a live journal for it. VCJ for Vancouver Comics Jam. VCJ.livejournal.com, and there's a like a schedule on there, and everyone should come, even if you don't really want to draw, if you just want to hang out with cartoonists or drink a beer or just check it out, you should definitely come by. It's fun.
I do go. I cannot draw, as Brian can probably attest to seeing the one time I drew a panel.
Comic jams aren't even really about good drawing anyway, because even the people who can draw are all drunk, so, you know.
It's a chance to get drunk with fellow cartoonists.
Yeah, and it's just a fun time. We talk about Star Trek.
No, we don't. No. No Trek talk on Ink Studs today. Okay. If you want to call in, the phone number is 604-822-CITR or 604-822-2487, and we'll just bring you right on there if you have a question for Brian or me.
The stipulation is it can't be about comics.
No, it's got to be about comics. It can't be about Star Trek, and also you can't introduce yourself for 5 minutes. I went to the Joe Sacco reading he did, and, you know, I'm a huge fan of Joe Sacco. Next week's show will be the interview I did with Joe Sacco the next day. And did a reading at the library, part of Word Under the Street, or Word on the Street. And it was really good. You know, it's Joe Sacco. The guy's awesome. But these people that were there was like, hi, Joe, my name's blah, 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 and I'm an academic blah, blah, blah. And I blah, blah, I don't prefer to call them graphic novels. I call them graphic documentaries.
And, Weatherwise was there?
No, Weatherwise wasn't there, in fact. The Boo Man was not in attendance.
I would like to say happy birthday to Ben Weatherwise.
Yeah, actually, let's sing happy birthday to Mr. Ben Weatherwise.
You say want to sing happy birthday?
Let's sing happy birthday.
Do we have to pay royalties on that? You know that...
No, because we're on the radio, so it's like promotion for the...
For the guy who wrote it?
Yeah, sure.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey! That was the Ramones version, I believe.
That was some version. I don't know if I called the Ramones
all right.
version.
Well, it's his birthday today. He's a member of the Crown Commission. He used to do comics at one time, but now he's an academic.
Boo.
Draw something this year, Ben. Come on, you have it in you.
Ben will be in attendance as well as us at the SPX Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland.
You guys should all come.
You should all, everyone listening, come to Bethesda, Maryland.
Beautiful Bethesda.
Much action, you won't need your whole seat. You'll be sitting on the edge.
Exactly.
I totally said that wrong, but I don't care.
I paid for the whole seat, but I only use the edge.
There we go.
Yeah.
I only use the edge. Yeah, no, it'll be more like me sitting in a pool of my own vomit or something.
Sweet.
So, Brian's comics, it's almost quarter past. I didn't even mention what his comics are.
Well, whatever.
We have Other Days, which is a kind of sci-fi...
Yeah.
Trip? A trip? Is it a drug trip?
No, I mean, there's kind of two parts to it. Part of it is just kind of, I wanted to do sort of like a typical sort of indie comic about people that, where nothing really happens, but it's in a sort of sci-fi post-apocalyptic world where nothing happens. So
there's not too much action, and there's not going to be like robots and too much like gunfighting and stuff like that. I wanted to do a comic about people and relationships and things in a sort of futuristic kind of.
Now I'm just looking at the other days, the big one. It's in color.
Yeah.
Gorgeous book. Is that your character Job Goblin on the first page? Is that him? Is that adult Job Goblin?
It's not. Everything just looks the same that I draw.
Oh.
But that's a project that I've been trying to do for a lot of years, and I finally started getting going on it, and then I started doing Job Goblin as a just kind of a fun one-off kind of thing, and that kind of took off, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and it got good response, so I ditched my other day's project, and I started doing Job Goblin, and been doing that for quite a while now.
Well, let's yak about Job Goblin for a minute.
Sure.
It's kind of your... Dungeons and Dragons comic?
Definitely. The cover, which no one can see to the mini comic that I just printed, is a sort of takeoff, a sort of spoof, sort of referencing the first basic Dungeons and Dragons set, the red set for all those.
Not Advanced Dungeons and Dragons.
Not Advanced, the basic set.
Slow Dungeons and Dragons.
Came out in the 70s, yeah, and the Larry Elmore art. And so it's done in that style, and I intend the next couple mini comics I do will continue in that style.
Now, if someone was in Vancouver and interested in procuring a copy of Job Goblin number one or other days...
They can go to hell. No. I don't have it anywhere yet. I just printed it recently. I'm taking it to SPX with us, and I'm going to sell it there. And then when I come back, I'm going to be selling it online. I'm probably going to take it to some shops. And I'm going to do Canzine.
What's the date for Canzine?
Jeez. 22nd? Don't hold me to that. The Broken Pencil Canzine Zine Fair kind of thing.
I think that might be it.
I think it's the weekend after SPX.
Quite possibly.
So the 22nd, I think it is. It's a Sunday. I don't really know all the details, but...
That's going to be a crazy week. Also, during that week, Chester Brown is doing two different events in Vancouver.
Two? Besides doing your show, of course.
But these are two other things. Yes, that's a big announcement, I guess I can say.
And oh, we
can
sorry, talk... did I spill beans?
Did you? No, you didn't blow the load too quick.
Oh.
Chester Brown will be appearing on the Ink Stud Show in the studios. He's going to join me and Colin for a chat for an hour.
Is he going to be sitting in this very chair?
He will possibly be sitting in that chair.
You should tell him this is the very chair that Ed Brian Fukushima's had.
You should feel blessed.
God.
Now, you had an odd... On our way, we were talking about Chester Brown, and you had an odd statement about his name, and I think it's interesting, given his current book that he's working on.
I don't really know what he's working on right now, but always think that Chester Brown kind of sounds like a euphemism for something dirty.
Like a Cleveland Steamer.
A little bit like that.
Or a dirty screech.
Is that what you drink in Newfoundland?
I have drank and screech, actually.
Drankin'. Dungeons and Drankin'?
Yeah, I've been drinking all day.
Drinking screech, you guys.
Screech.
I haven't seen the Screech sex tape.
And I don't want to.
Maybe someone who's seen it can call in and tell us.
Let us know about Screech.
Should I watch it? I don't know.
Is Mr. Belding in it?
Mr. Belvedere?
Belvedere? Oh.
I watched a part of the China sex tape, and that was pretty rough. So I don't think I'll be watching the Screech one. Unless he has...
No, I heard the story that after you read the China sex tape, you had a problem leaving your house for a week.
Who, me?
Is that true? Yeah. You're kind of scarred?
No.
No? Okay.
I just had to leave the house with a pillow over my crotch. So no one would know I had a boner.
Oh, the crotch pillow.
Yes.
We're going to play another song off of Brian's CD of music that he did. I want to play Standing Tall.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you call these tracks? You had a
this
name
is,
for
Oh, yeah. A Very Special Episode is the project title. And it's just an ongoing weekly TV theme song cover thing that I do just over coffee in the morning on Fridays. And people have requests. They should write me an email. I post them on my live journal, which is bottomlesspop.livejournal.com.
Not Bottomless Poop, as I made the mistake of saying
once. That's a totally different project.
Which is awesome.
Which I'm doing with Chester Brown.
When we get back, I'll talk a little bit about Chester Brown's new project, and we'll talk some more about comics, and give us a call in with some questions. 604-822-2487, and this is Standing Tall.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Sometimes the world looks sucks part. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what's are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart like a long lost friend gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Rain and thunder, wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, yeah, my dream, and nothing's gonna stop me now. It's my life and my dream, and nothing's gonna stop me now.
Standing tall.
That's the theme song to Perfect Strangers.
Now, what about Perfect Strangers did you love?
Belky.
Belky?
Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry!
Dance of Joy.
The Dance of Joy.
What else was there besides that?
The Christian Girlfriends.
High-fiving outside of Wrigley Field. One day I'm going to Chicago, and I'm totally...
You're gonna do the...
Like everyone does. I'm sure you... In my imagination, you walk by there... And everyone's high-fiving outside of that place, even if the Cubs lost.
Now, Perfect Strangers reminds me of the movie I went to go see last night. I really got to mention this.
Oh, Second Sight with John Larroquette and Bronson Pinchot? No? All right.
Oh, no, Borat.
Oh, you Borat's saw the Borat movie. I didn't even realize that was out.
It's not. It was the special screening. And it had the... I was really sad. I didn't want to give up. They came up with a special pass where it said you had to have pube harvest of 7 or more.
What?
Or 7 pube harvest. It was...
What
it
does
was,
that even mean?
We're trying to figure that out. Does it mean you have 7 pubes?
You have to harvest them all.
I don't know. So it was an excellent movie. I've never laughed so hard in a movie. Like, I'm not a big fan of Ali G. I mean, it's the same joke over and over again.
Sure.
I really... The thing he did with Noam Chomsky was pretty funny when he started talking about cunnilingus.
mm-hmm.
So Noam Chomsky, you're a linguist, eh?
Yes, yeah. I can imagine that joke now.
See Borat the movie when it comes out. You're gonna laugh. You're gonna... I hyperventilated in laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wow. It was, you know, it was very much reminded me of Belky, and only if Belky's sister was a prostitute. And...
Now, wasn't Bronson Pinchot on The Surreal Life? We were talking about Surreal Life earlier.
He was a total sleazebag.
Really?
Yeah, he kept trying to scuttle up to Janice Dickinson from America's Next Top Model.
Great.
The world's first supermodel. And she was total, like, a drunk, just...
Oh, yeah.
She was gone.
Oh,
she
I've
was
seen
gone
the show.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of that show.
Of America's Next Top Model?
Yeah.
But you haven't watched The Real Life?
No, I watch every other reality show but that one.
So you've been watching this season of America's Next Top Model?
No, I haven't checked it out yet. I don't have cable anymore, so I'm gonna...
Neither do I.
...download all my shows. And,
are you on the download?
I haven't gotten around to that one yet.
It's a good one.
Too busy watching the new Survivor.
Oh, yeah, what the hell's up with that?
I don't know.
I'm kind of disappointed. I like the segregation, and, you know, I wanted to see, like...
They've just merged them all now.
It's boring. Yeah. Oh, back to the old Survivor.
Yay!
I wanted to see, like, the Asian tribe kick everyone else's ass.
With Kung Fu?
Kung Fu action grip.
Oh! Yeah.
So, as a kid, did you read a lot? Did you play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons?
I did, actually. My brother is 5 years older than me, and he sort of got into it as a preteen or what have you. And so I was kind of exposed to it pretty early on. He and his friends would play, and I would kind of get sort of sit in on it, and I started playing D&D. So, yeah, I kind of grew up playing it. And
what kind of character do you have?
Right now?
No.
Well, so many.
No, when you first started.
When I don't know.
Come on. Okay, what was your favorite Dungeons & Dragons character?
Oh, well, in the basic set, which is what the Jobgoblin minicomic cover is based off of, I would have to say a thief.
Which is what Jobgoblin is.
He is a bit of a thief, yeah. He also kicks a bit of ass, too. He has a sword. He fights with a sword a little bit.
How many damage is the sword?
Oh, but
is it a plus 3?
It's a short sword, so it only does a d6. And, yeah.
Do you still have all your dice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've been playing D&D, actually.
Oh, really?
Recently. Dude, it's making a comeback. It's the next big thing. Hop on board the D&D train, everybody. It's no, it's totally, you know what, if you can not be embarrassed or if you don't care what people think or whatever, D&D is totally fun. It's like a good social game. You sit around, you have fun, you have laughs, you can drink a beer or whatever, and, you know, it's a good time, and it's also, you know, a fun game, and, you know.
Here's my quote for the day.
Okay.
Only real men play Dungeons and Dragons.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, anyway, I think it's pretty fun, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, and I don't know, it's a good time.
Do you ever play any other role-playing games?
I did back in the day, but I never really got too into many of the other ones. Never did any of the live-action stuff.
You're not going to be like Vampire the Masquerade? I point at you and I've sucked your blood.
Oh, my goodness. I did play Vampire the Masquerade once.
Ooh,
but not,
my respect
not,
level just went
no,
down.
No, it was not the like the live-action version. It was more like tabletop kind of regular.
Okay, you don't have like fake fangs
no,
and black
I can't,
finger
you
polish.
Know what, like... I like storytelling and role playing is fun and all that, but like when you start doing props and you start actually sort of simulating fights and stuff, I don't know. That's a bit much for me. And I'm not trying to crap on people who do that, but
I crap on people.
All right, okay. I give them a Chester brand.
I give them the old Joe Sacco.
Yeah, we're gonna figure out what that one is. I think I'm going to play another song, because these songs are all like a minute long.
Really short.
They're really short.
You could play a Spy versus Spy song.
Let's play Spy versus Spy, and then we come back, we'll talk about Spy versus Spy.
Okay, sweet.
Which track should I play?
Oh, I think maybe... Say the Word, number 3.
Number 3? Okay. This is Spy versus Spy,
Spy
Say
versus
the Word.
Pie.
Spy versus Pie. Yeah. They'd get sued by MAD, or I guess Warner Brothers. CITR 101.9 FM, this is the Inkstud Show, the show where we talk about comic. 604-822-2487. Rock and roll. Brian Fukushima.
That was Spy versus Pi. That's my internet band.
Tell us about Spy versus Pi.
Spy versus Pi is me and my good friend Phil Redman, who lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he's a cartoonist as well. He does comics on the internets, tartpop.com.
On the information superhighway.
Yeah, on nice. The World Wide Web. Yeah, and. And we've been interbuds for a long time, and we started. He's a brilliant musician. He's better than me. He kicks ass. All that stuff in that song that sounded awesome. That was all him, and the singing
awesome.
The singing was me. But we started doing songs together for a website called Songfight. A lot of people are probably aware of it. Songfight.org. And it's a competition, weekly competition. They put out a title for a song, and then everybody writes and records a song based on that title, and they send it in, and people vote on it. No prizes or anything. It's just for glory.
No
for
prizes.
Fun. No, not really.
No, like free trips that cost a lot of money.
No, no.
Like
it's
that.
Just it's a pretty low key thing, but it's a lot of fun. And so we started doing songs for that, and it's good. And we also have in recent times started doing a podcast.
And you guys have almost 40 of them.
Well, yeah, we were going great guns for a while there, but then some you know, real life issues happened there, and we had to take a little hiatus.
How was that sex change operation going?
My friend Oliver sometimes calls me. Shouldn't even be saying this because people are going to call me. I don't care. Some people, I don't know. He started calling me Brian Fukushima. And
I didn't even know that. That's awesome.
I know. And you know what's funny is that growing up with a name like Fukushima, as you can maybe imagine, I got made fun of for my name a little bit.
And yeah, you know what? My name's Robin.
Yeah, well, anyway. I mean, so I'd growing up, I'd pretty much heard every possible, you know, version, dirty version or whatever of my name. And not, so nothing shocked me. And then he pulled that one out a couple years ago. I was like, man,
that's awesome.
Hats off. Because, like, but I guess, like, you know, growing up in the 80s, probably shemale wasn't really a word that people used that much.
Well, I'm going to start using it now. I like calling you the funk man because you do the music and you're kind of funky.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Compared to the rest of the comic
guys. What, because I'm colored? Oh.
Yes, because, you know.
I lend the cred to the drunken rap songs.
Yes, you're
correct. I didn't bring any Crown Commission rap songs today.
And to I meant to.
Oh, God, no.
Why are you ashamed?
Not,
what's with the shame?
You played. No didn't love. You play one when Bougie was on one time, yeah. And you played another one when Ed came on or something? And
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we did those for fun. We got drunk every once in a while and record a rap song, and it's kind of fun. And we used to put together a CD and do original art covers and sell them at local comic conventions. And we haven't done that lately because, geez, they've just gotten kind of out of control and bad.
Why don't you spit us a verse?
As soon as we let Weatherwise in on he's the other half Asian, but he's totally white.
Whiter than I am, in fact.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty white.
That's true.
I'm translucent.
Yeah. I'm really kind of actually afraid to see the parts of you that aren't tanned. Why don't you? Oh.
Dead air, yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's play another song.
Oh, okay. Oh, jeez, I'm punching the mic. Don't, yeah. All right, another song, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I like playing music.
Jeez, go for it.
Are more than meets the eye.
Yeah.
So that was Transformers.
Morgan eats a pie.
That's my brother's name.
Morgan.
Morgan.
Morgan eats a pie is a joke. It's a Gareth Godin. Godin. How do you say his last name?
Gowden.
Godin. Gowden. Gowden.
Goatman.
That's his joke from way back. Morgan eats a pie. Because apparently he thought that the song said Morgan eats a pie. I don't know if I believe that he really thought that because that's a pretty stupid thing to believe. But yeah, he's a little kid. Maybe he didn't know any better. Still dumb. Seriously, Morgan eats a pie? Come on. Why would a show about...
I never thought it was Morgan eats a pie.
No, I know. It's pretty obvious. I think he was just...
Did he have, like, corn in his ears as a child?
It's possible. He was a proto-Crown Commission. Did you know that?
The Bent. Tell us about
Bent
the Bent.
Comics. Bent Comics. That was way back when I went to UVic. Way back in the late 90s.
is that your new radio voice?
Yeah, that's my...
Howlin' Brian.
My late night radio voice. Yeah, there was some cartoonists there, and we decided to form a collective, and that was even before the days of Ed Brisson. A lot of people think he's the man in charge, but... we all know better. So yeah, he's Gareth, and originally it was called Bent Comics. I don't really like the name that much, but it was because there were four of us, and our names were Brian, Emily, Nick, and Tim. B-E-N-N-T, so we just figured that was a kind of easy thing, and then it kind of, you know, it's kind of a wacky name.
So who's Emily?
Emily Scheukert, she's...
And who's Tim?
Tim, oh, God.
Did these people ever do comics anymore?
Emily did, she put out a couple mini-comics, but then she decided to become a tattoo artist and make money at art for some reason. And I don't
know. What's up with that?
I don't know what that's all about, but
sell your soul, why don't you?
She should definitely do more comics, because she's real good. Tim dropped off the face of the earth. He actually, I saw him on, like, the Vicky Gabbro show or something not too long ago, because he was doing some sort of, like, bike around the world thing or some kayak around the world. Or he's, like, an adventure sports dude. He was a real...
And he did comics?
I know, he was a real
kind of, like, the opposite.
Granola, like, Victoria kind of guy.
Something wrong there.
I'm totally blanking on his last name right now. It's terrible. Harvey?
What? Harvey, Narvey, Barvey.
And Nick Sheehan, who at the time went by Nick Oteen. People might remember him. He was kind of famous in Victoria, but then he moved to Japan, stopped doing comics. And he's writing a novel.
A novel?
Being a weirdo.
Weirdo.
And stuff, yeah. But I met Ed through Nick. And so Ed and Gareth joined the group as well. Ed was not living in Victoria. He was living in Vancouver. But... So anyway, after all that kind of happened and people stopped doing things, then Ed and I were... We just sort of recruited some other people that we liked locally and
created the Crown Commission.
Crown Commission.
Well, wasn't Bougie kind of part of a...
Yes, he was part of Vancomics Comics before we changed the name.
And how did Bougie get involved? Did he just, like, give you guys a pile of poo? And
well, no, he
said,
was...
I like
I mean,
comics, or?
It was just kind of a thing where... It was back in the day before a lot of people really were doing comics on the internet and stuff, and not to say that we were trendsetters or anything like that, but we basically just wanted to have a web presence for some local artists, and Ed knew Bougie and said, you know, like, let's bring this guy in and put some of his stuff on our site, so we made a website for him and all that. And that's the start of our long friendship.
Arduous journey.
Yeah, Bougie's going to SBX as well.
He will be joining us in SBX as well.
He and you are going on... He and you? You and he are going on a...
Journey.
Excellent adventure, aren't you?
Yeah, we will be in New York on Sunday night. I can't believe it's almost coming. It's almost
there. Exciting.
It's exciting.
Oh, my God.
We'll be in New York on Sunday, and then we'll be coming down to Bethesda on Thursday.
Sweet.
I'm planning on being drunk for a week straight.
Awesome.
Bougie and our plan is you can sleep anytime. Why sleep in New York?
That's right. Well, yeah.
Maybe I'll start a crystal meth habit.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. How many other Crown Commissioners are going to be in at SPX?
Ben Weatherwise Wu is going.
The Wu Man, as I like to call him.
The Wu Man.
Because he's a gangsta.
Oh, geez.
Like Wu-Tang.
Sure, sure. I just think it sounds like woman when you're saying it.
I know.
Woman. Jason Turner Overdrive is going to be there as well. With his True Loves book that New Reliable Press at Bristol.
And probably a couple of Mickeys of whiskey.
In each hand. He'll be four... What do you call it when you're...
Quadruple fisted?
Yeah, oh, jeez.
That's one of Bougie's favorite movies, I think. Oh,
jeez, yeah. Jeff Bent, who is originally from Canada, and he actually used to live in Vancouver for a while, but he lives in Texas now. He's originally from the East Coast.
Texas?
I don't know.
Who would want to live
but
Texas?
But he's going to be there as well. He's a good one. Jeez, is that...
The Chicago Commission?
Chicago Commission, yeah.
What up, Chicago Commission?
Oh, yeah.
People don't even know who I am, probably, but...
They will.
They will.
I'm staying in their room at SPX. They're good folks. And I hope to visit them one day so I can high-five outside of Wrigley Field.
I almost want to play the Standing Tall again.
Don't.
No.
Play a different song.
Yeah, I'm going to play... No, the Hercules. Is this what I think it is?
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Oh, baby.
Okay, well...
Yeah, Hercules, and we'll be back. Inkstead, okay. CITR 101.9 FM. I'm talking to Brian Fukushima, creator of Other Days, Job Goblin. Check out his stuff at bottomlesspop.com. There you go. Bottomless Pop, not Bottomless Poop, which would be a dirty... Jeffrey Brown.
Oh.
Oh.
Hercules wrote song and story. Hercules, winner of ancient glory, fighting for the right. mind with the strength of 10 ordinary men. Hercules, people are safe when near him. Hercules, only the evil fear him. Softness in his eyes, iron in his thighs, virtue in his heart, fire in every part of the mighty
So what was the deal between Herc and his little sidekick?
Herc! Herc! Herc!
Newton?
Newton, that was his name.
And,
what the hell's up with Newton?
Newton, I don't know. He's a little satyr. A little, satyr masochist. And Toot? Was it Toot, his sidekick? That's funny that a sidekick would have a sidekick.
I have a Toot every couple of minutes.
I've been noticing. Was that sausage breakfast?
Yeah, we went for... Is this an odd breakfast?
We had a sausage party.
We had a sausage party breakfast, and I had a milkshake, strawberry milkshake with my breakfast.
Well, it was fruit, so, you know.
Fruit with the...
tastes so good, I forget the milkshake part.
Oh.
Yeah, Hercules, Mighty Hercules. I love that cartoon growing up.
Fantasy is important to you.
I love... Yeah, no, it is. I like it. It's good. And I think there should be more of it. And I think that... I mean, when was the last time you saw a good barbarian movie come out? Nothing starring The Rock.
Hey, now.
Yeah, all right. Well, I think we should have more barbarian movies. More, and, you know, like, what kind of swords and sorcery type movies have come out recently that have been any good? Like, it's pretty rare.
Can you... Now, how many times have you watched Lord of the Rings?
Oh, probably just the once.
You haven't tried watching them a second time?
No.
I have.
Just in the theater, and I don't think I've even watched them on DVD.
I can't do a second watch.
I don't really have any urge to.
It's painful. I love Peter Jackson. I loved Lord of the Rings first time I watched it. Second time, it's just like, come on. I just want to, like, slap the little fucking...
Maybe Johnny Ryan could do Lord of the Rings in three panels.
Ooh.
I would like to see that.
Tell everyone about the Johnny Ryan. We were reading the comic book Holocaust earlier and discussing... he did a thing on Craig Thompson's Blankets book, his epic thing that, you know, every guy gets his girlfriend to read.
See, comics are good and sensitive.
But they're not. I'm sorry, that one's not a good example
of
comics.
Yeah, I thought Blankets was pretty overrated. Like, I had heard a lot of hype, and I hadn't... I mean, I was at San Diego when it came out, like the year it came out.
When it dropped?
When it dropped. What? Like, it was hot. And it was, like, there was a lot of hype, and everyone was talking about it, but I had no idea who he was. And Ed took me... He didn't take me. I went with Ed to go see Craig Thompson speak, and I didn't even really know who he was. And listening to him speak, I thought, well, you know, this comic sounds kind of interesting, and everyone's all this hype. And so I checked it out, and, man, like... I don't know. It's huge, but you can read it on the toilet in one sitting.
I know. You know, it's like...
a lot of pages with one panel sort of like scribbled in a brush, and I'm like, come on now.
What's up with that?
I don't know. But yeah, it just seems like it could have been more concise. And also, it... I don't know. Like, I just didn't...
So it would be doing a Craig Thompson on someone? Would that just be like dropping something on their foot? Oh, no, wait. No. I know what it would be.
Dry humping?
No. What was
Blankets is the dry humping of... Wait.
No. Well, what's the thing he does with his brother? And he doesn't... Him and his brother pee on each other?
Yeah, that's the Johnny Ryan thing where it's like, it's three blankets and three panels, and he says, I had a crush on the girl at camp. Then me and my brother had a pee fight. Me and the girl broke up. That was it. And that's pretty much the whole book. It's all... That's all anyone remembers is the pee fight. That is the best part. It should have been called Pee Fight.
I'd buy Pee Fight.
Maybe we should write Pee Fight. You want to write Pee Fight?
Let's write Pee Fight.
It can be autobio if you want. We can have a Pee Fight. Not in the booth, though, because there's a lot of expensive equipment
in
here.
Delicate electronics.
Yeah, so we'll have a Pee Fight later, and then we'll do a comic about it.
Maybe. Can I put on something different?
You don't want to get pee on your Attack of the Giant Leeches shirt?
No, I do not.
You know what's funny? Is that this t-shirt that I'm wearing right now, the Skeletor on it?
Yeah.
This t-shirt...
Rock and roll?
Craig Thompson was wearing this very t-shirt in that time that I saw him speak.
Wow, you're suddenly really lame.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, I really wanted to buy the t-shirt. It's a Mark Todd t-shirt, and I liked it, and then I saw him wearing it. I'm like, damn. I got it anyway because it's pretty rad.
It's a rad t-shirt. Skeletor. By far the best of the Tors.
What are the other ones?
I don't know. Tor.
Gore. Yor. Those are other barbarian movies.
My Mjolnir.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to throw another track on now. I know I'm playing already? Lots of music.
Sure. No, they're short. And
they're short. They're like a minute long. Yeah. What would you like to hear from the a very special episode?
Oh. How about number 7, Our New Arrival?
Didn't we already play that?
No.
Yeah, we did.
That's the Mr. Belvedere one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows Mr. Belvedere.
There we go. We'll play Our New Arrival.
Lynn.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Streaks on the china never mattered before. Who cares when you dropped, kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared, but sometimes life gets turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's change in status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival, and we just might live the good life yet.
Bow. Yeah.
Downtown.
Mr. Belvedere song, originally by Leon Redbone.
Leon Redbone.
It's a great song.
Is that really his name?
Leon Redbone?
No.
It's Leon Redman. Huh, Phil? You like that one? Okay.
So what are some comics you do like? Because we've been dissing stuff. Let's give something some props.
What do I like? You know what? I don't read a lot of comics.
So you go to all these comic conventions, but you don't read... What do you do with these things?
Hang out, try to sell my own comics. No, you know what? I like some stuff. I like Mike Allred, and I like Jeff Smith.
Do you like God as much as Mike Allred?
Perhaps even more.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I know what you
Mormons.
Mean. I know what you mean. Like, as soon as you find out someone's religious, you're kind of like, ooh, what? And, you know, that's kind of shitty, and it's kind of too bad. But, no, I think Mike
Allred... It's not too bad that he's religious.
No, but, like, he's making...
He made his... Golden book, yeah. Golden plates. Book,
I actually and it's wouldn't like, mind checking that out at some point if it was presented to me for free.
You're listening first. Brian will take your free comics. Give him comics for free. Give us a call, 822-2487. That's UBC-CITR.
Nice. But I'm kind of more interested in comics that people I know are doing. Oh, it's a phone call already.
A phone call. We're bringing you right on the air.
This is Mike Allred.
Oh. Hello, CITR.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. It's Kim from the Radar Friends.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
What's happening?
Brian.
Hi.
You suck.
I suck?
I can't believe you just dissed blankets. I love blankets.
Hey, a lot of people like
Screw
things.
Screw you.
So we have the pro and the cons of blankets. What makes blankets so great? What makes blankets so great? Why should Brian like it?
I don't know. It's just different.
Because it's big.
It's definitely you draw blankets, Brian?
Did I draw it?
Could you?
Sure. I'll do a cover of it later.
Yeah? 24-hour comics this day?
Yeah, I'm just going to trace it, I guess.
You can just...
You know, it's not
all
like...
All
it,
the brush.
It wasn't bad, but it was just... It was long and... overhyped, I thought, which is no fault of the comics itself. I know hype is no one's fault, but media types. I'm looking at you, McConnell.
What?
No, I don't know.
What, you want me to sing Public Enemy now? Don't believe the hype?
Sure. You want to do that?
No, okay. I can't sing.
Well, I don't know. It's not like it sucked or anything, but I just thought it wasn't that great. And a lot of people were sort of hyping it as like the best comic ever made, and this is the reason why comics are art and all. And I just kind of thought it wasn't really as strong as... I had hoped it would be, and
as say, Comic Book Holocaust by Johnny Ryan.
Oh man, this book is amazing. I'd not heard of it. And Johnny Ryan, I'm not like the biggest fan or whatever. I kind of appreciate what he does, I guess. But this book is awesome. It's just like one page of every comic ever made, and he's just making fun of it and making dick jokes and stuff. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. Yeah, I could tell Kim's not interested.
Okay, yeah, Kim. All right. Well, Kim,
thank you for joining
Kim,
us in the air.
Hold on, Kim. What comic do you hate, Kim?
Okay. What comic do I hate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Job Goblin by Brian Fukushima.
I don't know.
It's all love from the radar, friends.
I don't know if I would say anything on the radio or else I would, you know, insult other people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that means.
The hate is on.
Yeah. And then they would call me and then no one would know because I'm not on the radio.
We'll blame it all on Brian.
That's a little
different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can check out Kim's comics at, the comic shop? Can you get them there?
No.
Radar friends.
Radarfriends.net.
Yep.
What's with
figure
people?
Out, yeah.
Figure it out from there.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
It's a wild goose chase.
It's a wild goose chase. The comics are so good, you have to hunt. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like limited.
Is there like little clues along the way to find the comics?
Maybe. You have to go to the website.
They have a lot of their stuff at Lucky.
Lucky's?
Mm-hmm. Lucky's, yeah.
Lucky's? You can get them at, I think, the comic shop, too.
Yeah.
That's not my job.
One day I'm going to put things in those stores that people can buy. One day.
In those fancy comic book stores?
Yeah, newfangled. I thought maybe I'd give it a try, this newfangled store thing.
Store thing.
Selling things, making money. Probably not.
Because, you know, the internet is nothing but money, so.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, big club.
Oh. That's Kim from the Radar Friends. Radarfriends.net. They're part of that big .net explosion of the...
The net explosion.
Yeah.
She just... We got hung up on.
Yeah, I know. She's like, I'm tired of this. Meh.
Yeah.
But yeah, comics that I do like. Yeah, I mean, I was saying before, people that I know, I tend to sort of like... art and stuff by people I know more than strangers for some reason. I don't really quite know why that is, but...
Because you get it for free?
No, not even that. I guess it's just there's more sort of attachment to it.
You're saying, no, I like to give my friends money for their books.
Well, you know, trades and stuff. Because I'm cheap. No, but Sean Esty.
Yeah, Marooned.
Marooned, excellent.
Yep.
Shared a table with him at the last convention.
He's a talented boy.
He's excellent. Steve Wolford, he's actually an animator, but he's going to be doing a comic soon. I think he's real good. Locally, Ed Brisson's all right, I guess. That guy. You heard of him?
Yeah.
He's a bushy-tailed up-and-comer.
Sob
story? Ed, when are you going to do some sob story? Come on.
Ed Brisson.
Nobody likes hate sob.
Creator of New Reliable Press. Or New Reliable Press. You Ain't No Dancer 2 will be launched at the at SPX.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully having
those are nice little anthologies.
They are. Ones. I'm hoping that I'll get some creators from You Ain't No Dancer on the show sometime.
Sweet.
I want to talk to some people, see what we can do.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I haven't alienated people because of having you on now.
Yeah. Well, you know. I got nothing to say to that.
Yeah, Brian Fukushima. We're going to play one more very special episode. This is, I'm not even going to say what it is.
Ho.
I'm going to surprise people.
I think everyone will know.
Ho! Okay. Give me a second.
You need to put on number five.
Number five.
Do.
That's what it was. I did the wrong one.
Yeah, what's a...
Boo to me.
What
kind of... Yeah.
What happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, and evening TV. How did I get to living here? Somebody tell me, please. This whole world's confusing me. Clouds as near as you've ever seen, and not a bird who knows your tune. Then a little voice inside you whispers, kid, don't sell your dream so soon. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart, to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a face, somebody who needs you. You're lost out there and you're all alone. Life is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look, everywhere you look. da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
Everywhere you look.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about that song.
That's the theme song for Full House, don't you know?
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. That's all I got to say about it.
Nice.
Know. It's not a good song, and don't like... I mean, everyone... You know what? Everyone gives Full House a hard time, but you know what? Everyone watched it.
They give it a hard time because they know it. You hate what you love.
It's true. I think we see a reflection of ourselves in it.
So what do we see in the future of Brian Fukushima?
Job Goblin, going strong. I'm over 50 strips so far. I'm going to try to get a second issue out before SPX, actually, because I have two worth. I'm going to keep doing that for a while. It's fun. People are responding well to it. I'm having a good time doing it, and can't really argue with that. And beyond that, I don't really have any set plans for what I want to do, but I just want to keep on working hard, try and get better. That's why I'm doing it, you know?
Keep doing it good.
Yeah, just trying to get better. Just always. But I look at some of my old stuff that I did a couple of years ago, and it looks awful to me, and I think that's good. I think that's good if you can look back at your art and say, wow, that's terrible. And it means you're going somewhere, I guess.
Up to high news.
My old stuff being Comics for Your Church.
Comics for Your Church?
Which was strips I did for university newspapers when I went to school in Kamloops and in Victoria, and I did... some strips for the student newspapers there. That was that. And then Salt for Sore Eyes was my autobio stint.
And you're not into doing autobio anymore?
I don't know. I mean, like everybody, I just figured out how to talk into the microphone finally at the end of the show. I don't know. I started doing journal comics on the internet before it was cool, man. No, so, I don't know. I was doing it for a while, trying to do a daily one and stuff, and that's a good exercise to do, but eventually you kind of run out of material, and...
you start to suck.
Yeah, it comes to a point where all you're doing is doing comics about doing comics, which is the worst thing ever, is when you start doing a strip going, oh, I didn't do a strip for today, and that was your comic. That's stupid.
We're looking at you, Joseph Birkin III.
Yeah, and then...
That was a low point. Joseph Birkin, you're doing good now, though.
Yeah, Joseph and I worked together at the Terminal City there.
Tell us about that.
I was
art. We got about 2 minutes left.
I was art director at Terminal City for a little while. Last summer, and then I left, and a couple months later, it went under. But I did my best to try and get local comics and friends of mine from online in there because there was a lot of advertisers pulling out, and so there was often holes to fill, and so. I would hit up my friends and post some comics in there, and that was a good time, and I felt like I was fighting the good fight there, but didn't last that long.
Fighting the fight for comics.
That's right. Terminal City used to be known for its comics, right? Well, it used to be...
Well, Tony Millionaire used to be in there, yeah. And like, you know, and Tony Millionaire, who will be appearing at SPX.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, you're the guy that was on the Ink Studs radio program.
You totally should. If you're listening and you're at SPX...
Yeah. You'd be like, I was what?
Yeah. Go and tell people, hey, were you on the Ink Stud show?
Yeah.
Props to the Ink Studs.
Of course. This is a good show. Yeah. And
thank you, Brian, for coming on.
Oh.
Brian has... I don't know if I mentioned, but he's the guy who makes sure that the podcast site, crowncommission.com/inkstuds, is always updated.
I'm the curator.
The Ink Studs curator. And also at the CITR, we have... podcasts as well too, www.citr.ca. up next we have Crimes and Treasons. What the hip-hop show.
What's all this then?
They're gonna play some hippity hippity hip-hop. Wrecka-wrecka. And we're gonna finish off with another Spy versus Pie song.
Oh yeah, spyversuspie.com. And that's, you can hear me and Phil talking on our podcast about stupid stuff. It's kind of like this, where we don't really talk about anything. We just talk about TV shows.
Well, normally we talk about certain things for the show, but...
I mean the show today. You and I didn't talk a lot about comics. All we did was Disc Blankets and...
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get hated by some people, by the three people that listened.
That's right. Yeah. No, go to my website, bottomlesspop.com. There's links to stuff. I got music up there and all that. Music that doesn't skip. The CD that I gave Robin is kind of...
Boo earns.
You can hear the full good versions online if you like. If you don't, then
pop cool. bottomlesspop.com, spyversuspie.com, Inkstuds, CITR.ca, Vancouver, BC. It's about 3, and we'll finish off. Say goodbye, Brian.
Bye, Petus.